It's that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky. Hey, I'm Jalen.
And I'm Jada.
Let's get it on.
And we out here in these streets.
Nigga. My nigga. Reading
rainbow.
You think it's a game?
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Hey, welcome back.
Guess what, y'all? We recording live from 2022.
Woo! We always be cheering like we can't cheer.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, and some applause, because we made it, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, truthfully, a lot of people ain't make it through 2021, including damn Betty White.
She was so close.
Oh, my gosh.
So close.
She was so close, but that's okay. 2021, you know, they said on my last day, I'm going to really snatch something y'all love. But on a positive note, it's the first day of a new year.
Yes, yes.
First day of another year for new opportunities, new chances. Give me a word for 2021.
For 2021? Fast, y'all. I don't even remember. It was fast and long at the same time.
2021 conundrum. It was fast and slow at the same time. Confused as hell. Are we in the pandemic or are we out of the fucking pandemic? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is Biden a good president or is he a shitty president?
I don't know. I'd be forgetting we have one, to be honest.
What was 2021?
I'd be forgetting he's there. We just out here on our own.
Yeah.
By ourselves.
You know, I'm still waiting for them student loans to be slate blown clean.
You keep pushing it back all they want. Push it back.
Mm-mm. Nah.
And then take it away.
Snatch them things. Immediately. Eradicate them. So this episode will be pretty short and sweet because we are in a new year. And you know, the beginning of the year, people make resolutions, they make goals. Which I'd made a vision board today, which I've never done before, but it wasn't like I just wrote down what I was supposed to do for 2022.
Ow, that's what you get.
That's what I get.
I wanted to make one yesterday, but you weren't here. So I was like, oh, never mind.
You should have told me. I was here for like 6 hours.
I don't even remember yesterday, to be honest. Was I here? Did I go to work? What is today? Today is Saturday. Was I here?
Yes, you were here.
I was?
Yeah.
All day?
I think so.
I can't remember.
I don't think you went anywhere. I don't think so.
Well, it's in the past.
Okay. Well, are you going to make one now? I wasn't going to make one. But then my friend was like, yeah, I'm doing mine on Canva. So then I was like, oh, yeah, that's a smart idea. Doing.
I wanted to do a different thing. But that's all on me. That's all on me. I was going to say could record one when you were asking. Jalen, what are we talking?
We just chatting. We just chilling.
I was going to say could record while we're doing it.
Yeah. That's okay. But I made one for the first time. But people, you know, make vision boards all the time and they still don't stick to their resolutions or their goals, and you know.
Yeah, so, yesterday, sorry.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off. But yesterday I was kind of over everything. Like, you know how people are like, well, you got to make sure your house is clean. You got to wash all the clothes. You got to do that. And I was just like, you know, whatever. But then I got a little boost of energy and I did wash and stuff and clean a little bit. I brought the new year in nice, but I really was like.
And I've never done that before either.
Who cares?
I've never had all my clothes washed and like clean before the new year. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
So I'm really trying to, you know.
I did manage to finish my Bible plan.
Hey.
So I got something done.
Hey.
There's other things that I had to get done, but I lost the interest in, bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The interest in stressing about it.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, it's the last day. it's not done. And that's what it is. I can't be mad at nobody but me. There ain't no reason to be mad.
Yeah.
So that's just how I felt all day, too.
But you finished it.
I just feel like.
Nonchalant.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a good thing. Could be a bad thing.
Oh, fuck it. But anyway.
That brings us to timing, though. That brings us to our topic of today, timing. You thought, you know, damn, I'm not going to finish this.
Yeah, because you put all these, I'd be putting time limits on everything. And I'm like weird with time. Mm-hmm. Like things got to start at a certain time or I have to be done this at a certain time. And if it's not done by then I have to wait a whole another whatever. It has to be at the right thing. But then I just keep pushing stuff back and nothing's getting done.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you know what?
That's just added stuff.
There's a quote in the Bible. I'm going to find it for you.
I feel like that's what I was looking for. Hold on. But yeah, I just be like, creating all these time frames to get things done knowing damn well. Girl, you ain't gonna do that. And that be putting extra stress and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Unnecessary.
And that's why it becomes discouraging. Not even like just procrastination, but being like, oh, I didn't get this done in the time frame that I wanted to, or I'm not in this place in life that I thought I was going to be when I was 8. I thought that by the time I was 25, I would have this, this, and this. That is so fucking discouraging. And
yeah,
time is a made up construct.
It makes you feel like a failure.
Correct.
You know, I wrote something. I did. I did write something about that.
Oh, you don't. Oh, you don't have it handy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's in the other room.
It's okay. You don't gotta go get it.
I don't know. It's not very straightforward. The words. But basically, it's just about time. Like, I think I talked about it before too. Like, just what time is, and like it runs out, and it's always constant and always going. It's going to keep going with or without you. So what are you going to do with the time you have?
Basically? Correct. And that's what I feel like. I can't find the quote, so I'm going to just summarize it. Basically, it's like you can continue to wait for the right time, but there will never be a right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you wait, the more times change and circumstances and things around you and priorities and values.
And times are definitely changing.
And you're waiting. You're waiting for the perfect time, but the Lord has already planned when that time is for you. So what are you doing? Basically, that was the quote, is what is you waiting for? Because there's no better time than now.
Right. Because let me tell you, I sure know how to waste some time.
Look, when I was doing my goals, or, you know, I don't even really know what to call them. When I was writing down my stuff, I was having a hard time trying to figure out what is realistic. Like, am I unrealistic? Like, what's something realistic that I can complete in a year and not feel like I'm stressing myself, but not also, I mean, while simultaneously. There's an L in there, right? Mule. I think it is. Simultaneously. Not undersell myself.
Mm-hmm. It's just funny because yesterday I was writing down some definitions from the dictionary, and that's one of the words that I was writing.
It was just writing down definitions.
No, it's for a specific project.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? You were just like, all right, here's what I'm going
to
do today.
A specific project because I'm trying to figure out how to open it.
Yeah.
So I needed those words, and then it led to other words, and that was one of the words that I put down.
Simultaneously?
No, realistic.
Oh. What was the definition?
Girl, it's in my notebook. You want me to go get it?
Nah. We look it up right here.
I can get it.
We look it up right here. So I realized that they teach you how to write goals, but I don't think I've ever really understood
how to write them.
How to set a goal. Mm. Maybe that's why I don't be complete.
I understand. Hold on, I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna go grab my notebook.
Shall I tell them the definition I have here for realistic? All right. So the definition of realistic: adjective, having or showing a sensible and practical idea of what can be achieved or expected, representing familiar things in a way that is accurate or true to life, i.e. a realistic human drama. That is what Google Dictionary has told us. They pull it from the Book of Oxford Languages.
I lied. That's not one of the words. I thought it was, but it relates to that. Because I was looking up like imagination and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the visionary was one of the words I was looking at. And one of the definitions for that was not realistic, impractical.
Mm.
If you define yourself as a visionary, then you're described as impractical.
Well, because your vision isn't, it's not tangible.
Right.
So you're living in a dream.
Right.
You're living in the clouds.
Yes.
I've never been realistic. Nothing has ever been realistic. But that's another thing. Why do I need to be realistic?
I could die
tomorrow. Betty thought she was going to make it to 100. I'm just saying, like, what? They was planning her birthday party.
That's not funny.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
She might have been like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. She'd have been like 2022. Is that necessary? I don't think so. I'm going to read this to you because I couldn't remember what it was on. Okay. But I finished reading Stamped. Remember I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Just to update y'all, I can't finish books. Well, that's not true. I can finish books because
can y'all hear me? I'm sorry. I just felt like I was sounding a little low. I'm trying to set the microphone up. I was just trying to make sure y'all could hear. That's all.
That was so funny.
I know we did a test and everything, but I felt a little low.
Okay. All right. So I was reading this and it was in Stamped.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote page 148. Let me preface by saying that the book Stamped is giving a brief history, but it's not a history book, on how Black people have been stamped with stereotypes and all of the things that deal with oppression in current society. And they were specifically talking about things leading up to the Harlem Renaissance. Mm-hmm. And there's a group called the Niggerati. So now I'm going to read the quote.
Okay.
The Niggerati were arguing that if Black people couldn't be shown as imperfect, they couldn't be shown as human. And that was racist. It would be up to Black artists to show themselves, to write and paint and dance and sculpt their humanity, which I thought was really interesting in relationship to time and how we think things need to happen in a certain manner in order for them to be perfect. But if things were perfect, we wouldn't be human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only thing that runs on its perfect timing is nature. And that don't even be happening when we think it's supposed to happen. Just like it's raining freaking cats and dogs outside, like it's springtime and it's January.
They did that on purpose because I stepped out the building. That's okay.
And then I was thinking, like you were just saying with the visionary thing, do we have like this next level of being unrealistic? Like this next level of just trying so hard to be in touch with.
I don't know what that is.
Trying so hard to be in touch with like our deeper selves and making everything. I don't know. I don't have, you know, my words don't be working.
I understand what you're saying.
So because we're artists and specifically Black artists, does that make us less realistic? And does that affect the way we think about time? Because also in certain cultures, non-Western cultures, they don't really have a set time. For major events, it's just like you show up, you be merry, you be happy whenever you know you feel like showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently is why we have CP time. If you know what CP time is, you know.
I think it depends on who you're talking to and what their mental limits are, because what's unrealistic to somebody else could be different. For me and you, I know what you're talking about. You could do it, my nigga. You feel me? But say I could be talking to my mom and she's like,
I don't know about that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's a matter of how I think the biggest struggle is, I mean, yeah, it's all in time, but it's a We tend to get stuck on how, on, trying to figure out how to word it. We tend to get stuck on how to make what's unrealistic a reality, mm-hmm. I guess. 'Cause I feel very confident that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
That everything is possible.
It is.
But then I'm like, damn, how am I supposed to, how do I do this? You know? Yes. And then it mainly the block does become time, because it's also a matter of the people in your ear telling you what your time is.
Thank you. I was finna say that.
Ooh,
shit.
Ooh, you 25.
Oh my gosh.
A couple of years before, it'd be like, isn't this your prime as a dancer?
Yeah.
Like, God dang.
First of all, it's being stuck in this weird place where niggas is telling you old and the other niggas is telling you young. So what am I? You've got plenty of time, baby. You only 25, says my 70-something-year-old grandmother who had two children by the time she was 75, full-time job with benefits. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like living a full life. Now, was she, you know, happy living that life? I don't know. But all I'm saying is, in comparison to responsibilities, I'm really not doing much of anything but spending money, making money, spending money, making money. Yeah, so I'm really tired of people telling me that I'm young. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it makes it even harder to grasp with time because of social media, and also living in an age where people like the Catch Me Outside girl could say some crazy stuff on Dr. Phil, and from there grow to become a millionaire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she's dumb young. I don't even think she can drink yet.
No, I think she's like 18 now, maybe. So that's what be making you feel like you're running out of time.
Like you're like, shit, it's coming from me. Downhill, nigga, downhill. But that's not true.
It's a mental thing. It's a matter of, see, you can't hear me. I got to be all and the way then, down.
Okay, so
I said it's a mental thing, y'all.
It is, because on top of being overexposed to these people who we see as living a luxury lifestyle, even though that might not even be true, or people that we see as successful because that's what they show on social media, we also have this oversaturation of people dying. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? Like every time we're notified, you know what I mean? Yeah. No matter who it is, celebrity, regular, everyday Joe, especially in the last couple of years with all the coronavirus things going on.
Yeah, I feel like that's what, like 2021, yeah, it was a lot, but it was not the worst year of my life. I've had worse. But I feel like that was the main issue because I was like, damn, they taking everybody out. Yeah. They about to take me out and I didn't even do nothing yet. That was the biggest struggle of the year for me was like, damn, I didn't do nothing yet. Y'all trying to take me out.
Yo, a lot of the YouTubers I have been watching have also been going through like this. Sorry, my scarf is doing something crazy. Okay. I have also been going through this like self-discovery piece in their life. And I was watching this one YouTuber and she posted a clip. And I guess he was a minister. He was basically like, imagine you finally make it to heaven and you're sitting in front of God and you all are going over your life. And there are all these great accomplishments written down on this paper. And you're like, I didn't do none of that. And he's like, this is what you could have been. Ain't that shit crazy?
You know, I wrote.
Jada. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like. Nigga. It was, hold on, I'm losing my train of thought as I'm trying to get it out. But it was like something along the lines, I think I started was like, if I were to go tomorrow, could I say I really lived? And the answer is no. But I did. I wrote that.
Never mind.
What?
I was just about to say my motto. That's not my motto anymore. I'm gonna find a new motto. I was going to say life is hard and then you die. But that's not true, y'all. That's not true. It's just become my way of saying, fuck it, you know, get over it, build a bridge and get over it. But that's not true. I'm going to find a new motto. I'm going to find a new
one. Yeah, we got to learn. This isn't the topic, but we definitely got to learn. I got to learn how to be more careful with the words that I say and put out into the air.
Yep. Thing. Positive talk really makes a difference. Just waking up in the morning and thinking this is going to be a good day can change your whole day.
I'm gonna have to hold this like this
regardless of what's happening. I think they can hear you.
I'm over here slumped. Neck hurt. I think my headphones broken. I mean, I know it's broken, but
Can you hear out of it?
I'm not really sure. I think I can.
This would be so funny if we were recording while we were recording, and the whole time you're like this, with your neck broke.
That's all I can do until I can afford to get these fixed. Right. I mean, I could have a long time ago, but
true.
There's other things on my list of.
I mean, there's always other things.
There's always gonna be other things.
Yeah,
but this ain't one of them things right now. So I'm gonna have to be here with a broken neck.
How do you even fix that?
You send it off.
I feel like they're just gonna give you a new ass pair and say they fixed it. I mean, that's fine too.
It's the same price.
I'm just saying.
I just get a new pair.
Yeah. So why not just get a new pair?
I gotta make sure they got this.
They probably have a warranty, but
it's past
I don't know
that.
How long you. Oh, all right. What's crazy is that was like your third pair of Beats that have snapped that way. No, I'm just saying. It sounds like it's a default.
I just have bad luck.
No, Jada, there's no way that three different pairs snap the exact same way. That's not bad luck. That's them headphones. But anyways, y'all, yeah, time. It's a made up construct for capitalism. All right. Okay.
Yeah, because
just like money,
they just be pushing the time
just like
back
credit scores
later in the year. And yeah. Now they telling you it's a different time. Nigga, it's the same time.
It's the same
they just
time.
Changed the
it's
numbers
the same
on the thing.
Time. My ancestors did not have daylight savings, nigga.
They just trying to scare us. It's working.
Not me. 2022 is the year of action, growth, and prosperity.
All of life.
Is the year of growth.
Yeah, you should always be growing.
You're right. But 18, 19, 20. I could say I grew in 18. I did some growing in 2018. Honestly, I grew in all of the years, but not in the ways that I could have been growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not time's fault. That's not the year's fault.
Yeah, I know.
It's your fault.
Damn. I know. We discussed this. I'm the villain. I'm the problem. I know. But no. All we can do is take our steps. One day at a time.
I was going to sing One Step at a Time. Oh. That's me. I'm sorry.
My knee was hurting.
It's all a mind thing. You just got to get, you know.
Step by step. Ooh, baby.
Do you. You know, that's what I got to do.
I'm going to do me.
You know, you can't let everything get in your head.
Don't let anything get in your head. Unless it's positivity.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, y'all.
Yeah, I I forgot.
Okay. Running out of time.
That's not the right song to sing. We've got plenty of time.
That's
and none
song.
At the same time. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Somebody posted to not think, oh, this is a new year. Let me set new goals. It's let me build on the things that I've already accomplished. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Not a restart. Just because the year is restarting don't mean you restart. And just because you get halfway through the year don't mean you stop. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, just like we see in gyms, where all of a sudden everybody and their grandmother is at the Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And then by like March, Dusty, ain't nobody in that mug.
Dusty.
And then they come back in the spring because they're trying to get their summer body. By June, Dusty, no one. So we have to get out of this habit of being like, this is the time. I'm going to start in January. I'm gonna get my fitness together in January.
New year, new me.
Yeah,
you the same person you were yesterday.
That's and that's the issue. That's why every year you gotta find a new you, because you's not actually changing, bro. You're not actually evolving. It's the same you with the same problems, with the same setbacks.
It's gonna take more than just a date.
Correct.
And with that, happy new year, niggas.
Happy New Year, Nina.
like I said, short and sweet. 30 minutes of us just, you know.
To the point. I hope you could follow.
Shooting off the dome. Welcome to our regular conversations,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
And if you're new here, yo, shout out to all the listeners. This is our 13th episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, we if got one more left.
You looking for growth? You looking for art? You know, go ahead, go back. Take a listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all out here together.
So for real.
Let's do something about
it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yo. We got...
Go ahead.
Yo, follow us on Twitter. Answer the damn questions. Yo.
We got a question today.
Oh, dang. Yeah. My question is, how will you use your time starting now in 2022 all the way until? How will you use your time?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Think about it. Take a second.
Ding. Ding.
All right, y'all. We got one more episode for you coming up for the season. Yes, oh. Yes.
13. About to be 14. About That's to be 14. Crazy.
So we definitely appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Yeah.
Go ahead and answer that question. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let all your people know, you know. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. And then we got some more stuff coming to you. If we don't, it was my fault. I will admit I am lazy. I'm a lazy motherfucker sometimes. And I just haven't been wanting to do what I'm supposed to do. So... let's pray that I get it done. And if I don't, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Anyway. Have a good day. And you got something else?
Nah, I was just going to say,
all right,
we out here.
All right. Peace.